Archers, week 24, 29 November 2002.
Debbie's still trying to cope with what you found out on Friday.
Simon, I've told you, just leave me alone, all right?
Darling, it's me. Oh, please.
All right, I'll push the button. Come on up.
Oh, good. Betty's recipe's got grams and ounces.
That's the last of the boxes, love.
Oh, tidy. Stick it on the side, will you? Right, well, I better start weighing stuff out.
Need any help?
No, thank you. Not the sort that involves you filling your face with my ingredients.
Oh, go on, Clary, you've got plenty. Oh,
we've got 2 dozen cakes and more to make. You get off at Willow Farm. There's enough to do there.
I'm waiting for Mike, and I...
There's the stalls to get on with, the yard's got to be cleaned up, and you've got to finish clearing out the grotto.
I know.
Certainly ain't got time to stand around here watching my every move.
Where do you want this, then?
Oh, here, Mike, please. There.
Oh, I don't have it. Stir up Sunday. My battle of seas up after this.
Morning, Clary.
Oh, hello, Betty. More tins.
Yeah? And look, Jill Archer gave me these.
Oh, how sweet. Yeah,
she made individual cakes for the children one year. I should think they'd go down quite well.
Yeah.
So, how long are these plates going to take to cook?
Well, we reckon 4 hours a batch. 6 at a time, plus the smaller ones.
Right, so the first ones will be out about dinner time.
Oh, I hope so. We'll be here till midnight.
Yeah, we're going to decorate half of them with nuts and fruit.
We can sell them right away.
And we'll keep up for the rest to ice in a couple of weeks.
It's fascinating, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. Look, we better get off, haven't we?
Oh, aren't you going to stay for a coffee?
No, I don't want to hold you up.
Yeah, we've got loads to do. See you.
It's only a lasagna, but I thought it
was Mum.
Milk?
Yes, just a drop, please.
There you are.
Oh, thanks.
So, has Simon been bothering you?
He kept phoning all yesterday, leaving messages on the machine. I thought he might come round, that's why I locked the door.
Oh, Debbie, you should have taken his key off him on Friday.
Yeah, well, I wasn't exactly thinking straight.
No, of course not. Oh, darling...
Look, Mum, there's nothing else to say, OK? You know what happened. I caught him at it, I've chucked him out, I want a divorce. Finish.
Yes, I know.
There's no point going over things.
Well, no, but you might have to. You'll have to for the divorce, for a start. And if this whoever it is, you know, at the university...
She's not.
Oh?
Well, not exactly. It's his head of department's wife.
No!
Yep.
Oh, but that's scandalous. Are you sure you shouldn't tell somebody?
Who?
Well, I don't know. I mean... Well, the dean or somebody. I mean, it's completely unprofessional.
Mum, don't you understand? I don't care. I've had enough. I'm not interested anymore.
No, all right.
I mean, it was only, a month ago that we were getting back together and everything was going to be lovely. We were going to move to Ambridge, have a baby. Well, he didn't mean a word of it, did he? I believed every bit of it and he was never even going to try. I mean, how stupid was I to think he'd really change?
Oh, you weren't stupid.
Yes, I was. And he knew I was. That's how he could deceive me so easily. Well, no more, Ms. Nice Guy. I don't want any excuses. I don't want any hassle. I just want a divorce.
Oh, darling. I don't know what to say.
Then don't. It's okay. I'm dealing with it. So much for a little infidelity being possible within marriage.
Oh, Debbie,
I suppose
it
depends on the marriage. Or perhaps the infidelity.
Blimmin' useful, this. We've had a nest in this chimney.
Are you going to help finish putting Santa up or not?
I'm putting some wire over this before the day's out.
Mike!
Yeah. Right, what have I got to do?
If you hold him against the chimney, well, I'll do the other side.
Yeah, like this?
A bit higher.
See,
when he flashes on and off, it'll look like he's climbing up it, see?
So he can climb down inside?
Exactly. Right.
Hey, careful. There's a bit of water coming off. Thought I'd have it repointed. Eddie!
What?
Will you go easy?
Only one more. How's that?
Yeah, seems okay. I'm not so sure about my chimney.
Oh, relax. Looks good. I think we've earned a rest.
Yeah, suits me.
It's good up here, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's our back garden. And Bart.
Oh, yeah.
That shoeless car, look. She's going to be late for church. Blimey. You wouldn't need telly, would you? If you came and sat up here.
Oh, bear it in mind next time it's a night full of repeats. Oh, look, the estate Land Rover. Is that your William?
Yeah, it will be. Greg Turner's off today.
There, has he heard any more about them poachers?
Brian Aldridge hasn't upped his pay, if that's what you mean.
I was meaning, has he had any comeback from them? I mean, they know who he is now, don't they?
William can handle himself.
He might have to. Here, I can't see any smoke coming from the village or anyway. I mean, that's a good sign.
Mm. I'll bet we could smell them cakes if the wind was right.
Mm. Dinner time, they said, before they'd be ready.
Yeah. Suppose we'd better get on, then.
Yeah, still a lot to do.
We could make a start on the lights around the yard.
I want to finish the stalls first, really, but... be nice to see how the girls are getting on.
Yeah. Well, why don't we pop down?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Around dinner time, maybe.
Are you sure you won't come home with me, Debbie?
No, honestly.
Well, just for lunch if you don't want to stay.
Well, it's not that I don't want to, Mum, but I can't come running home all the time.
Well, of course you can at a time like this.
Really, I'm fine.
But I could look after you.
I don't need looking after.
Keep an eye on you, then.
No. Mum, please, I just want to be left alone.
Oh, well, all right, then. But if you change your mind...
Tell Dad I'll see him tomorrow, usual time.
Oh, darling, he's not expecting you to come to work tomorrow.
I'll be there, no problem.
But, Debbie...
Mum, please.
All right. Sorry. I didn't mean to go on.
Yes, it's okay. I just know I'm better keeping busy.
Yes. Bye then, darling.
Yeah, bye. Oh, Mum.
Yes?
There is one thing you could do for me.
What?
Ring Simon on his mobile, will you, and fix a day for him to come and get his stuff? At a time when I won't be here, obviously.
Of course.
I meant what I said. I hope I never have to see him again.
It's amazing we got as much done as we have. It's been nothing but a stream of people.
I never thought it'd be such a laugh.
Should be a bit quieter now, though. Folk will be having their dinner.
What are we going to do about something to eat?
Do you know, Clary, I never thought I could have done us a sandwich.
And it's made me quite hungry. Smell of bacon and the spices.
Yeah, and me. Well, we've still got till two. We could nip to the ball.
Oh, there is the most fantastic smell on the green.
Yeah, we followed our noses and it led us right here.
Yeah, well, if you're on the scrounge, Eddie Grinder, you can forget it.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. Well, we've come to take you for a drink.
Oh, we were just wondering what to do about lunch.
Well, there's your answer, Betty Love.
Come on, Clary, let's go for it.
You won't get a better offer.
All right, better take the apron off, then.
Oh, yeah, can't go like this. How have you two got on, then?
Let's come along.
Yeah, it all takes longer than you think, though.
We've had a lot of visitors here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Mrs. Arch, you can believe it when she saw all the tins. 3 cakes is the most she's ever made on Tatura.
There you are, Eddie. You finally beat the Archers at summer.
Oh, yeah. It's only taken 3 generations, and it would be baking.
Mike, what are you doing?
Well... what have you done with them?
Done with what?
Them little baby cakes. They must be cooked.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way they take 4 hours.
I knew it were too good to be true.
Yeah, you ought to be flattered.
Yeah, that we appreciate what great cooks you are.
Shall we show them, Clary?
Oh, right. Here.
They look beautiful.
Yeah, not bad, are they?
Of course, we don't really know till we taste them.
We tasted the mixture. It were lovely.
Oh, that just ain't fair.
Listen to you. What are you like? Oh, I suppose we'll have plenty of these little ones by tonight, Betty, eh?
Well, yeah.
Tell you what, You buy us our dinner, and we'll have a couple of these between us with a cup of coffee after. How about that?
Yeah, great.
That's my girl.
Dear, oh dear, I hope all our customers aren't this demanding.
Did he? Oh, must have been that bath we gave him calmed him down. Yes, I know. Yeah, I know, but you can imagine what it's like here with this Debbie and Simon thing. Jenny shot off to see her this morning. Oh, hang on, I can see the car. Look, I'll have to go, Sugar. Yes, of course I will. As soon as I know what's happening. Okay, yeah, here, look, give him a kiss from me. A very big one. I love you too. Bye.
How was she?
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, it's even worse than we thought.
Well, I'm beyond surprised at anything that creep Simon could do.
Oh, it's much more serious this time.
How?
It's only his head of department's wife.
Oh, for God. If I could get hold of that man, Jenny, I swear I'd break every bone in his body.
Well, that wouldn't help very much.
Yes, it would. It'd make me feel a lot better.
And I think how I was taken in...
Just let me thump him.
No, it's not what Debbie wants. All she's interested in is a clean break.
I'll give him a clean break. His neck. Oh, Jenny, no, you're right. That wouldn't help Debbie. Anyway, we don't know where he is.
But we do, actually. He's staying with a university colleague.
Huh. I hope he hasn't got a wife or daughters.
No. Who's that on the phone?
Oh, it's just Greg about the shoot.
Oh, thought he was off today.
Yes, that's right. You know what a worrier is.
Yes. Oh, it hurts me so much. Seeing her like this. So betrayed.
Oh, come here, darling. Come on. It's going to be all right.
Is it?
We'll get her through it.
Oh, I hope so.
We'll all get through it. I promise.
Daniel has been up to mischief.
Oh, hi, Daniel. Good day.
I did it.
Sorry? Oh, Ardair.
I rubbed the dike off the ball when they'd all gone out for break.
Excellent. Oh, I used to love doing that. Or sometimes I change it just by a day. Teacher used to look and then look again.
Yeah, just like mine. Now I can dare you.
You certainly can. That was the deal. OK, what's it to be?
I don't know. I know. You can stand on one leg for 5 minutes.
You haven't done this before, have you? Now, it's got to be worth my while. OK, I'll tell you what. I'll hop round the yard backwards.
Yeah.
Ready?
Go!
Whoa! Wait! This is great! Hiya, Shula.
Your party trick, I presume.
Yeah, something like that.
Daniel, they're waiting for you. Joanne's got Pixie saddled up.
Mom.
Off you go.
Oh.
See you later, Uncle Kenton.
Yeah, see you. To be continued.
What's to be continued?
Oh, nothing, just a bit of fun. You know, sort of thing we used to do when we were kids.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I know it wasn't your choice and everything, but don't you sometimes think Daniel misses out a bit, being an only? I mean, the rough and tumble of family life, all that stuff.
Like you putting chewing gum in my hair, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the pair of us barricading Dave in the airing cupboard.
Oh, come on. He was an enemy agent with a secret formula that was going to wipe out all Dad's pigs.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was forgetting. You always took playing so seriously.
I suppose I did. And I suppose Daniel can be a bit serious, too.
Well, I'm working on it, don't worry.
Well, don't send him too far the other way. I don't want him turning into a complete wastrel.
Excuse me. I'm only waiting for the word from my backer.
Are you ready? You only gave Ushu your business plan on Friday.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, a golden business opportunity like this isn't going to drop in her lap every day of the week.
I'm glad you're so confident. But in the meantime, do you think you could do something constructive with your time?
I was cleaning up the yard.
Oh, good.
Well, look, broom to prove it.
Great. Well, while you do, and while you're waiting for your business angel to get back to you, you could practice your less-than-angelic singing choir tonight. Come on, that's counting on you.
Well, that makes a change.
That wretched accountant has been here since 9 o'clock.
Oh, hi, Dad. I'm just checking supplies.
All I wanted all day was to talk to you. Were you okay for Iodine's breathing?
Yeah. Sort of mindless task I thought I could trust myself to do today. Didn't think dagging was a good idea.
Oh, Debbie. I'm so sorry. and so furious with Simon, I can't tell you.
Yeah, I know.
If there's anything you want, anything you want me to do, anything at all...
Oh, Dad, don't be nice to me, please. Because then you upset me, and I don't want to get upset. I won't let myself, OK? I want to be angry with him and stay angry with him. I want to divorce him, forget all about him, and get on with my life.
Well, that sounds like a very sensible plan.
Oh, Dad.
Come here. Come on. There.
Mum keeps wanting me to let it all out. Just because she's like that.
I know.
But I've got to hold on to myself. I can't be humiliated anymore.
You won't be.
All those lies. All those chances I gave him.
You trusted him.
I was an idiot.
You weren't to know.
You knew. You never liked him.
No. But I'd never have wanted you to suffer like this, Debbie. Not just so I could be proved right.
No, I know. I just want him to disappear.
I'm with you on that. So what can we do to help you get rid of him?
Well, to start with, I'll need a solicitor, I suppose.
Oh, that's easy enough. I'll make some calls. Find out who the best person is these days.
Thanks, Dad.
And what about the flat?
I haven't
thought... Only your mother and I have had a talk.
No, I'm not moving back home. I know that's what Mum wants.
No, I think she's accepted that's not on. No, we were thinking about Honeysuckle Cottage. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't still move in there, if you wanted. I'd gladly help you out with the mortgage.
I don't know.
Well, think about it. It'd be a new start, at least. And there's no point you staying in Borchester now.
No. Thanks.
You take your time. The Hathaways will just have to wait.
You are brilliant.
Me?
Yes, you. At least there's one good guy in my life.
Right, could we have a bit of quiet, please? Thank you. Thank you all for coming, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are in the plural, just. I'd just like to appeal to all of you to spread the word about the carols by candlelight and try to recruit as many volunteers for the choir as possible. We badly need more tenors and basses. Good. Well, now, if everyone's ready, I'd like to start with Infant Holy. Thank you, Valda.
For once, you can't even blame me. You should have come find a car keys.
Sorry.
Excuse me. Oh, great. God, sorry.
When you're ready, Kenton.
Cool.
Valda?
Phil, I'm so sorry.
Linda?
What must you think of me? I missed last week's rehearsal. I really wasn't sure that this was happening, and now I'm late for this one.
Oh, well, don't apologise, really.
Oh, it was all Trudy's fault. It's too tedious to go into. Now, I'm a soprano, as you remember.
Yes, I do, indeed.
Oh, my goodness, you're a bit thin on the ground.
Well, we're hoping more people will join as we get closer to Christmas.
Well, they'd better. Where are all the men?
I think you'll find we can keep our end up. Isn't that right, Mr. Boone?
Two of you? I find that hard to believe.
Well, Tom couldn't make it tonight. A sausage crisis, apparently.
Oh, dear.
And Birds had to run Frieda to her sister's.
Oh, yes, the usual excuses. I've heard them all in my years of directing the Christmas production.
Yes, I'm sure you have.
But I'm surprised there's not a better turnout for a four church event. Would you like me to put the word around?
I don't think that'll be necessary, thank you. Now, do you think we could get on?
Yes, of course. I'll squeeze in here next to you, Tracy. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Oh, dear.
Well, we're starting with Infant Holy, Linda.
All right, just one moment. There. Oh, thank you.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Valda?
He's pretty dozy now.
Well, I should wake him up in a bit. Make sure he knows who's boss.
He knows that already. He is, without a doubt.
Quite right, too.
can't have your parents running round after your every whim at this age, when can you?
Well, pretty much every age, I'd have thought. Didn't think being a parent ever stopped.
No, you're right there. Jenny'd love Debbie to move back in so she can fuss all over her.
Poor Debbie. What's the latest with Simon?
Oh, he's only gone and got himself mixed up with his head of department's wife.
No.
Oh, yes. And the guy's so arrogant, I bet he thinks he'll get away with it.
Will he?
Well, I'm not so sure. From what I can gather, this Jeanette doesn't seem the type to slink away when he decides he's had enough. She sounds an out-and-out witch to me.
Really?
Yes, totally ruthless when she's got her claws in.
She sounds appalling.
Oh, come on, don't be ridiculous, Siobhan. Our situation's nothing like that.
No?
Of course not. Apart from anything else, there's Rory.
Yes, there is Rory.
Isn't there, little Manny?
Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks. I'd be terrified of spilling it on him.
He's quite tough, you know.
Oh, you'll have to be, with all these scheming women in the world.
Yes. And you men are just the innocents.
Siobhan, I can't help who I fall in love with.
No? Well, I dare say Simon said much the same to Debbie.
Oh, sure, that wasn't the half of it. But that kind of serial deceit, it just sickens me.
It doesn't make you feel any more guilty about us.
I can't feel any more guilty than I already do. I feel guilty about Jenny. I feel guilty every time I have to let you
down.
Well,
look, you mustn't. Not about me, anyway.
I can't help it.
Rory and I are fine. Honestly, Brian.
Go on, Shula, just a quick one.
No, really, I can't. I've got an early start. And I must catch Jolene's sister. Her little girl's in Daniel's class. He told me they were all kept in at lunchtime because someone had rubbed the date off the board and didn't own up. Dreadful, isn't it? Nicky, have you got a minute?
Kenton, enjoy the rehearsal.
Oh, hiya, Dad. Well, I thought it was going okay till Linda arrived.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Have you thought of a stun gun?
That's one of your better ideas. Kenton.
Yeah?
It's some time now since we had our little chat back in the summer.
Yeah?
You said then you'd got various business ideas you were looking into.
Yeah, that's right.
With a view to setting up some proper maintenance for Merrill.
And that is still the idea.
But are you any closer to achieving it?
Well, actually, Dad, you couldn't have asked at a better time because my business plan has just gone to my backer.
Your backer?
Yeah. I'm just waiting for their comments. Then it'll be all go.
I see.
I'm sorry, would you like me to get you a chair? I can see the shock's getting to you.
Well, no, I'm delighted. Well done, Kenton. That all sounds very positive.
I did tell you. I said that one day you'd be very pleasantly surprised.
Yes, I am.
Phil!
It almost makes up for my grave concern about the future of this choir.
Phil, are you sure you wouldn't like me to put up a notice at Grey Gables asking for singers?
No, I don't think so, thank you, Linda.
Only Stefan in the kitchens was a boy soprano.
Yeah, well, it's very kind of you, but I think Jack and Peggy already put the word around among the staff.
Really? Well, I can't think why no one mentioned it to me.
No.
Anyway, I'm here now.
Yes.
And I shan't let you down. You can rely on me.
That's good to know, isn't it, Dad?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. I shall sing my heart out for you. I'm feeling quite festive already.
Good night.
Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Oh, cheer up, Dad. There's always the extreme force option.
No, it's no good. I mean, things were already shaky enough with so few men, but with Linda in it... Well, that's all we need.
At Grange Farm, the annual holly harvest is underway.
Yeah, I'm just chucking the back of the van, any old
herb.
Yeah, we'll bunch it later.
Ow! Oh. I told you to bring some gloves.
Ah, too tough for that yet.
Never mind, son. We'll be on to the mistletoe soon.
Oh, great.
Right. Now, when we are, we don't want a repeat of last year.
No, we don't. What happened last year?
Oh, didn't he tell you? Why was that, Ed? You weren't embarrassed, were you, at being caught with your trousers down?
Ha, ha.
Your trousers?
Well, so to speak.
Well, it was his fault. He only left me up a tree, legged him when Oliver turned up.
Yeah, quick thinking, me.
Oh, it was well embarrassing.
So what's the plan this year?
Well, I'm not climbing any trees for a start. He is.
Oh, don't be daft. Two young fit lads like you, and you want me to climb them great peri pear trees down the bottom orchard?
It's not my problem.
Listen, what I thought is this. You two can shin up the trees, and I'll act as looking.
No, I'm not having it, Dad. I'm sick of this Christmas stuff already.
Yeah? I didn't hear you refusing your cut of my moon in Santa's.
Well, that's different.
How exactly?
It just is. I mean, this the holly and mistletoe thing, it stinks.
What? Because they belong to your mate Oliver?
Yeah, if you want to know. It's not right.
It's a good job your granddad can't hear you talk. But he'd have something to say about a grandson who was a boss's man.
Well, granddad likes Oliver.
Excuse me?
Only because he bought him off with grazing for baby.
You might want to know...
I'd be stuck without him. I'd be stuck.
Shut at the prairies. He's coming.
Who is?
Oliver.
Oh, blimey.
Oi! Oi! He's not even shut the back.
Loser.
Buddy.
Hi, Oliver.
All right.
Good grief, Ed. What have you been doing to your hands?
Oh, Jazz has got a cat.
I have?
No, well, your mum has, hasn't she?
Oh, it ain't enough.
And we're messing around with it, like, it's my own fault.
I see. Well, you look like you've been dragged through a holly bush backwards.
No, it's nothing.
I've been meaning to say, drop me off a couple of bunches at the back door, will you?
Yeah, sure.
And some mistletoe, closer to Christmas?
Yeah, right.
If you and your dad are cutting any of this, yeah?
Yeah.
Now then, are you two doing anything special tomorrow? Only a mate of mine's just rung. He's got 4 tickets for Smithfield he can't use. I wondered if you fancied it.
Smithfield?
Ah, can he? I'm doing a job with Stu.
Oh, pity.
Well, I'd love to go.
Good. It'll be an early start, though. The train's at 6:40.
Well, that's all right. Oh,
Oh, don't worry, it's on me.
Oh, nice one, Oliver.
No problem. So, that leaves 2 tickets going begging. I'll have to try and give them away as a pair. It's a shame to waste them.
See, Siobhan, the outside world's not so bad.
Not now we're in here. But crossing the road. It's insane when you think about it. But the pram gets shoved into the traffic before you do.
Yeah, you just have to get used to it.
Suppose so. And after all that, Rory's obviously going to sleep right through it. His big adventure.
Oh, don't knock it. We used to walk miles with Freddie and Lily to get some peace.
That's something Brian and I'll never do. Go out together, pushing the pram.
I suppose not.
Unless it's under cover of darkness. Oh, well.
Has he been over much?
As much as he can. Saw him last night, actually.
Oh?
He said he'd bring us some supper. Elizabeth, I had to laugh. Brian's idea of catering for the nursing mother is quail's eggs and sancerre.
Very nourishing, I'm sure.
What I really needed in the way of shopping was all the stuff that you brought me. Soap and fruit juice and washing powder.
Yeah, not quite as romantic, though, is it?
Oh, no. Oh, he does the romance very well. And he's just besotted with Rory.
Really?
Totally. I mean, I'm hopeless, but he's just as bad.
Well, that's very touching.
That's the awful thing. See, if the situation was different, I think he'd be a really hands-on father.
I have to say he never has been before.
Just saying. But the situation isn't different.
You seem very relaxed about it.
Well, I'm just avoiding thinking about it at the moment. Not the long term. And I don't want to.
But you ought to. Well, I mean, you've got to make some plans. What's going to happen about Christmas, for a start?
Ah, well, now, I've had my mother on the phone. And do I want to go over to Ireland for Christmas?
I don't know. Do you?
I'm not sure. Because my sister, you see, Niamh, you know, she said she might come up and see me.
Well, that'd be good. Look, I was going to say, if you are here on Christmas Day, you mustn't be on your own. You must come to us.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Well, yes and no. I'm protecting myself, really. I thought if you were there, we could go off in a huddle and leave Nigel to entertain Julia.
That's a bit mean.
You'll be feeling mean when she spent hours comparing Rory with Piers, the wonder child. And I can tell you, Rory is not going to come out on top.
How old is Piers now?
6 months, nearly. And, of course, he's the only baby of that age who's ever learnt to roll over onto his tummy.
I'm sure I'll be just the same about Rory. I am already.
No, believe me, you're nowhere near as bad as she is. Anyway, come for Christmas?
Oh, really is kind, Elizabeth. Can I let you know?
Of course.
Thanks.
Siobhan,
You're not hoping Brian will get over to see you on Christmas Day, are you?
Well,
he'd have to be Houdini, you know, to get himself out of Home Farm.
Well, he's managed before when there have been things going on.
Yeah, but Christmas, Jennifer does the full works.
I'm sure, but, well, this time last year, Christmas is quite special to us.
Such a loaded time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. I realise it won't be easy for him to get away.
I say it'd be impossible.
You see, there's something else you don't know.
What?
If I tell you... Of course, you can't tell anyone, can you? Because how would you say you knew?
What?
It's Debbie. She and Simon have split up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she caught him with some woman at the university.
Not again.
No, she's chucked him out. She's not gone back to Home Farm, but... I don't know what her plans are. I don't think she does.
Poor Debbie.
Sorry.
No, thanks for telling me. Oh, I wish I could...
No, look, you can't say anything.
No. No, of course not. Until she tells me. There's nothing I can do.
Hello! Hello, David! Oh! Sorry, Oliver.
No, sorry to interrupt. You were well away.
No, just making a new strut for the yard scraper.
Well, it's useful cover for what you're really up to.
Sorry?
The aeroplane.
Oh, yeah. No, Ruth bought it me ages ago. Took the kids out with it at the weekend.
Oh, it's had a bit of a rough landing by the looks of it.
Yeah, Josh brought it in a bit steep.
I think you'd better demote him to co-pilot.
They loved it, though. They want to do it every weekend now.
Well, you can't be too pushed if you've got time to go flying model aircraft.
Ooh, don't know about that.
Only I was wondering, how does the idea of a day at Smithfield grab you, eh? I've got a couple of tickets getting spare for tomorrow.
Oh, that's very kind of you, but I can't, I'm afraid. We've got the accountant coming to look at the forward budget.
Oh, bad luck.
Yeah, no. Ruth would have enjoyed it too.
Oh, well, can't be helped. I don't suppose your father would be interested, huh?
Well, I'm sure he would, but I happen to know that he's at some church lunch in Darrington tomorrow, and he's got to go because he's still canvassing support for his choir.
Oh, yes. Caroline's threatening to drag me along.
Oh, great, go for it.
Well, I'm no Pavarotti.
Oh, that doesn't matter. All you have to do is drown out Linda Snell.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, what are we going to do about these tickets, then?
Well, I'm running out of folk to ask. I rang Home Farm, didn't even get to Brian. Jennifer was very off-putting.
Oh?
She seemed to think he and Debbie were far too busy.
Oh. Hey, I know who might enjoy it.
Who?
Chapper.
Oh, show him the best of British farming, you mean?
Well, I was thinking more about just giving him a day off. The poor bloke's going to be stuck here over Christmas and doing the bulk of the work.
Oh, sure, it's fine by me. Ed's coming along. It'll be nice for him to have someone else his own age.
Still leaves you with one ticket.
Oh, I'll write that off. I was given them anyway.
Great. Well, he'll be fetching the cars over any minute if you want to catch him and sort things out. Are you thinking of driving?
Oh, no, no, no. Train.
OK, well, tell him I'll give him his fare.
Right you are. And I'll feed him for you.
It's a deal.
Hello? Anyone around?
Elizabeth? In here. Oh,
the place is deserted. Oh, hi, Oliver.
Afternoon.
Oh, Ruth must have gone to get the kids.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think. I want to talk to her about Christmas.
Oh, already?
It's only a month away.
I'll leave you to it. See you, David.
Yeah, bye, Oliver, and thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'll give Ruth a ring later.
You can tell me. I'm quite capable of passing on a message.
Oh, you've improved, then. Well, it's only the usual. You're all invited to us for Boxing Day lunch.
Oh, thanks. I'll have to check, but...
Don't worry. Julia won't be there. We've got her for Christmas Day, but then she's going to Camilla's first thing.
Oh, well, in that case, we accept, all of us.
I thought that might make a difference.
Oh, and don't forget, we'll be an extra one, because we'll have Heather.
Yeah, and what about Jabba?
He's got other plans, I think.
Well, they'll both be very welcome.
Thanks. You know, it's not going to be the easiest Christmas for Heather. Or Ruth.
No. You forget, don't you? It can be a miserable time of year for some people.
Oh, I wish you'd turn the crummy music off.
I don't know what's worse. The song or the speakers.
Yeah, well, he's not having Dross's gear, not after this morning.
Ed, hold it straight, can you?
Oh, doing my best. This foil stuff keeps sticking to me.
Right, up a bit. Up a bit to the right.
Is that better?
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Should be a good day tomorrow anyway.
You've got to be up early.
Oh, that's all right.
You still coming out tonight?
Yeah, of course. Surviving, got to have a tetanus jab for these scratches.
Ah, they're a bit of a mess.
Oh, I mean, it's great, isn't it? 2-for-1 drinks at the corn exchange. free entry for girls, and I look like I've been juggling knives.
You'll be okay. It's well dark in there.
You know, what about when they put the strobes on? Rose, Edward Scissorhands.
Right, come on. Next one.
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but Dad and Mike were supposed to have done this on Sunday.
Yeah?
Well, he gave Mum some story about how long it took fixing the Father Christmas on the roof. I bet they were just dossing.
Who's dossing?
Not us, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is starting to look good.
Do you reckon the winds will like it?
But I forgot Lapland to find anything better. And probably not even there.
It's no bad, is it?
Once we've covered that old commode in tinfoil and your mum's dabbed those bits of dinner off his costume, Santa's going to be sitting pretty in here.
Totally naff, if you ask me.
Nobody did. Any road, you'd better get used to it, because you're going to be spending a lot of time in here.
Well, you reckon?
Yeah, because you can't have a Santa without his little helpers, can you?
No, no way.
Didn't I mention it? I thought you could be an elf.
That's it, I'm out of here.
You what?
And you can elf off.
It's an early start for Ed and Oliver.
First thing we're going to do when we get on that train, Ed, is to get you a strong black coffee.
Mm.
What on earth possessed you to go out drinking last night?
I don't know.
I'd have needed a pretty good reason for such an early start.
My dad winded me up.
Oh, I see. About anything in particular?
This stupid world of Christmas.
I suppose things are getting pretty tense, are they, with the opening at the weekend?
Hmm.
I have to hand it to your father. He's very good at coming up with new ideas.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of people who'd have been finished by what happened to him. I admire the way he's bounced back.
He's a white rubber ball.
Anyway, you've got a day away from it today. Right, well, we'd better hang on here till he arrives.
Well, someone else coming?
Yes, I asked. Oh, isn't that a Brookfield car?
Yeah, that's right. David, then?
No, not David.
It's not Bert Wright.
No, I've asked Chabba.
Chabba?
Mm.
What's he going to do that for?
Well, to be honest, I thought you'd be pleased to have someone your own age along.
And not him.
Oh, well, sorry, didn't you get on?
Yeah, of course.
So what's the problem?
Well, there isn't one. Why don't you forget it?
All right.
Morning.
Morning, Chabba.
Not a very good one.
Sadly not.
Hi, Ed.
No.
You look bad. Are you sick?
He had a late night.
Ah. Back home, we would say, drinking like a brushmaker.
Would you?
Right, well, we better get our tickets. We don't want you to go without us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for inviting me, Oliver. Sure. It's going to be a great day.
Great.
In all the years Adam's been abroad, I don't think I've ever missed last posting day before.
Well, you've had rather a lot to contend with, Jennifer.
Well, I just hope it gets there in time.
Is there anything I can do, dear?
What? Oh, yeah. You could write Kate's address on here, please, Mum, and ours on the back.
Right. How's Debbie this morning?
Oh, I don't really know. She just stuck her head round the door when she arrived and said she was going to dag the Hughes.
She's keeping herself busy, then.
Yes. But it's no good, is it? She could do with sitting down and talking about it.
That approach doesn't suit everyone, dear.
Well, she's only storing up trouble for herself. It's all got to come out in the end.
I'm sure when she's ready it will. You're very new.
Yes, I suppose you're right. All I can do is let her know that when she does want to talk, well, I'm here.
I'm sure she knows that already.
I hope so.
Ah, this is done now.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, she'll have to come to me, because she doesn't want anybody outside the family knowing about it at the moment.
Well, I haven't said a word, nor's Jack.
Thanks, Mum. It's been so unsettling for Alice, seeing a marriage break up at such close quarters.
Yes, I'm sure. How's Brian taking it?
Well, he and Debbie have always been close. And he made a lot of fuss about wanting to thump Simon and so on, but Lily is worried about her.
Has he been around, though, to give her any support?
Oh, he's herring about all over the place as usual. I think perhaps he has been around a bit more. Haven't really had time to notice, what with one thing and another.
No. There's enough to do with Christmas coming up.
I know, on top of everything else.
You're busy with the shooting bunches, I suppose.
Yeah. Luckily, next week's has been cancelled, but there's a shoot the week after for Matt Crawford, of all people. Always has to be a pretty plush lunch. course, I've got to start cooking ahead for the Boxing Day shoot.
But you know I'll always help out.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Thankfully, I've persuaded Brian to keep the workers' party small this year, and I can probably get away with some bought stuff for that. Oh, right. That's the presents for Africa done, anyway.
Good. Shall I get us some coffee?
Oh, yes, please, Mum. Oh, dear.
What?
Next task on the list. Phone Simon for Debbie.
What have you got to phone him for?
Oh, to tell him to collect his things from the flat. She's determined she doesn't want to see him again.
Good for her. I must say, neither do I.
No. He had us all fooled, didn't he?
Though I always wondered.
Really? I thought you thought he was charming.
I never quite believed he was as fond of Sammy as he claimed.
Now that's a very smart steer.
From a Chevrolet Cross by a limousine.
Oh, he was born in April. When do you reckon they start halter training, Oliver?
Ooh, not till 6 months, I shouldn't think.
They must have made good progress to get, do you know, one of those things you...
Oh, a rosette, like... yes. Have you done much cattle showing, Chapper?
Of dairy animals, yes.
Any success?
Some. We had one animal which came second in the district competition.
Yeah, that's done next week, Oliver.
Ooh, yes, yes. We'll all be biting our nails.
What happens next week?
Oliver's entering one of his beasts into the Borchester Prime Stock Show.
Excellent.
I'm going along to help him, you know, with the grooming and that.
That's great, Ed.
Yeah, well, he wants someone local. Yeah, he can rely on.
Of course. Hey, Hereford's. I want to look at them.
Oh, let's wander over that way.
Well, I thought you wanted to see the Continental Crossbreed.
Ah, plenty of time.
Well, not really. I mean, not if we're going to go to that discussion thing. We've already looked at the machinery, yeah?
Oh, true. And I don't know about you, but I could do with something to eat.
No problem. I'll go to the Hereford's by myself.
Okay, then.
Well, if you don't mind.
Of course not.
So, let's meet up again here in, what, 20 minutes?
Great. See ya.
Are you all right, Ed?
Me, I'm fine.
You just seem a little touchy.
Well, he does go on a bit, doesn't he?
But Trevor?
Well, if Hungary's so fantastic, Roy, why didn't he stay there instead of coming over here taking opportunities of other people?
Well, what sort of opportunities?
I don't know. Work and that.
At Brookfield?
Yeah. And other stuff. So, all sorts.
I see. Look, Ed, it's, it's nothing to do with me, but, well, jealous is not a very productive emotion, you know.
I'm not jealous.
No, not exactly, perhaps, but... Well, it's a shame to spoil a friendship by letting your feelings get in the way.
Well, don't want to be friends with him.
I was thinking more about your other friends. Sometimes it's not wise to make them feel they have to choose. They might not jump the way you want.
Yeah, I suppose not.
And believe me, I'm speaking from experience. Anyway, let's get to these crossbreeds and then food.
Oh, yeah, please.
How about one of those hot beef Rosbys, all right?
Yeah, only if it's Chevrolet, though.
Now, Chablis, eh? Hereford.
Yeah, well, he can... Whatever.
Oh, I never want to look at a spreadsheet again.
Has the accountant gone, then?
Yeah, she's gone now. Oh, has this one got mastitis?
It's sore.
Was she like it this morning?
No, it's only come on in the day. I'll keep the milk back.
Oh, I bet you've loved it, getting your hands on the milking again. He'll be sending Chabber off to the big city every week. Huh. Well, now he's getting on.
You'll be having a great time.
Yeah. Oh, I think I might go up and have a look at the ewes.
Well, you better get off, haven't you? It'll be dark soon.
Yeah, all right, all right. I know you don't want me. I'll leave you to commune with your cows.
Good.
Oh, by the way, it could be that I just needed a screen break, but I could have sworn I saw some Christmas cards in the kitchen.
That's right.
Ruth, it's November.
It's called being organised.
Oh, don't do this to me. If you're going to have a complete personality transplant, don't you think I might be consulted?
I don't want us to be chasing around the village delivering cards on Christmas Eve, like last year, that's all.
What was wrong with that? We got loads of free drinks.
Yeah, well, I'd rather feel on top of things this year. We'll have Mum to cope with, don't forget.
Yeah. How was she when you rang?
Quiet. Brave face, I reckon.
Oh, love. Has she said when she's coming down yet?
I can't get her to commit herself. There's no reason why she shouldn't come now. There's nothing to keep her in Prudder.
Well, I suppose not.
I'll ring her again tonight and see if I can talk any sense into her.
Yeah, I do. She knows she's welcome any time.
Yeah. Oh, I checked with Shula, but they want to be by themselves on Christmas Day.
With Kenton for company?
Oh, with Kenton, I suppose. And Elizabeth and Nigel have got Julia. So I've asked your mum and dad to come to us.
Great. And mum can do the cooking like last year?
Not exactly.
Oh, of course, your mum will be here.
No, I've told Jill she can bring the cake and pudding if she insists, which she did, and mum can help out. But I thought I'd like to do the dinner myself.
Okay, now I'm seriously spooked. You want to do the cooking?
Well, you are looking at the woman who made a genuine Hungarian goulash and her own noodles.
Yeah, I always thought the noodles were a step too far.
So I don't see why I can't cook with a turkey.
I'm sorry to take you out of your way, Jennifer.
I don't mind. Honestly, Mum, I don't know what you were thinking of walking about in this.
I thought it was easing off.
Well, it's come back with a vengeance. How was Marjorie, anyway?
Oh, she's marvellous. Very cheerful, considering.
That's good. I ought to pop in and see her sometime.
Oh, I think you've got enough on. Did you get your parcels pasted?
Yes, I was just on my way home when I saw you plodding along.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be silly. But no sooner have I crossed one job off the list than another appears.
What is it this time?
Oh, I met Jean Harvey in the shop. She only suggested a Christmas section on the website.
Well, that'd be lovely.
But of course she's not offering to do it or anything.
I thought you were hoping to get some volunteers to help you.
Yes, Debbie suggested that. Not that I want Jean anyway, thank you very much.
It'd take some of the load off you, dear.
Oh, well, it's probably quicker if I do it myself anyway.
How'd you get on with the rest of your list? Failing Simon, for instance.
It wasn't an easy call.
Ah, I'm sure. What's he got to say for himself?
Not much. It was pretty strained, and he asked me what Debbie was going to do.
And what did you say?
Oh, I said I didn't know. I don't want him trying to pressure her. I've told him to stay well away.
Good.
He's promised to collect his stuff by the end of the week, anyway.
The sooner the better.
Quite.
You mustn't lose sight of Debbie in all the run-up to Christmas, you know.
I wasn't going to.
I only mean because you're busy.
Well, I can hardly forget about her, Mum.
With her birthday as well.
Oh, I know. Poor love. Well, now Adam and Kate are sorted, I can concentrate on the family I've got around me.
You must make it the best Christmas you can. Jack and I'll pop over. Jack can always jolly things along, bless him.
Yes. And we'll be having Phoebe at some point.
We'll all rally round.
I'll go to town on the decorations and splurge a bit on the presents. Brian won't mind. Anything to make it nice for Debbie.
That's right. After all, she needs to know there are still some people around her who love her. Very much.
There's artistic rivalry afoot.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Sorry?
A feast of fun for all the family.
I'm sorry, Linda, I'm not with you.
The Felpersham Players pantomime, the poster.
Oh, well, this I must see.
Well, I'd be able to economise on makeup anyway if Larry Lovell's playing Grandma.
Yeah, well, I...
Keeping us out of the hall with their 2-year block booking. I've a good mind to book it for 5.
Right.
You know, it's about time you trod the boards again, Debbie. You were a wonderful Aladdin for
me. Yeah, I don't think...
Oh, come along. It's not too early to start thinking about next Christmas.
We've got to get through this one first.
Oh, that's true. Oh, dear.
Aren't you looking forward to it?
Oh, well, yes, of course I am. Very much. It's just that... Well, it doesn't look as though things are going to turn out quite as I planned.
I know the feeling.
In fact, I shouldn't really be here.
Yeah, neither should I. I should be sorting invoices. Still, there's a lot to be said for displacement activity.
Yes, but how badly can one need a tin of butter beans? I don't need them at all. Calling at the shop is just putting off the evil moment.
What are you avoiding?
Going to see Phil.
Phil?
I don't think he's going to like what I've got to say.
Well, he's pretty easygoing.
Oh, you underestimate him, Debbie. Not on matters musical.
Ah,
oh, no. Something of a martinet, I'm afraid.
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
No. I was just saying I must get on. Well, bye then, Debbie.
Yep, bye.
And think about it. The roar of the grease paint, the smell of the crown.
Right. So, how are things at Lower Loxley? Gearing up for Christmas?
Oh, yes. Non-stop fun between now and the 24th. Office parties galore.
All those David Brent types in paper hats pelting each other with bread rolls.
If only they were that sophisticated.
Yeah, we've got our workers due on the 20th.
Are you okay? Seem a bit down.
Yeah, I am, really.
Is there anything I can do?
I don't know. I suppose I've got to start telling people sometime. Simon's gone. I've kicked him out.
Oh, Debbie.
He's got someone else. Again. He hadn't changed at all.
Oh, that's dreadful. Oh, Debbie, I'm...
Yeah, it's a pity it took me so long to see it.
What are you going to do?
Well, I...
Bye, Betty! Oh,
look, I don't want to talk about it.
No,
here.
Sorry.
I ought to get back anyway. Are you, be free tomorrow?
I can be.
Dad's out in the morning. I'll have the office to myself. Come over then if you can.
Like the tie?
Oh, very smart.
You've got to make an effort, haven't you, when you're seeing your investors?
Oh, I'm sure Ooge will be very impressed.
Well, just time for a coffee, I think. What are you doing?
Note for school. That was Sid on the phone.
What's up?
The teacher caught him when he dropped Jamie off. Apparently, yesterday, Jamie took some girl's pencil case and hid it in his swimming bag.
That's a novel approach. I must try it.
Well, Jamie's told Sid Daniel dared him to do it.
Oh, Daniel?
Sid reckons that's no excuse, so I've got to apologise.
Hey, have you seen what a lovely view you've got here?
What? Next door.
It's a nice line of mooning centres.
It all adds to the festive spirit, I suppose.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you, what happens about Christmas, you know, with Jamie?
Oh, I'll have him. Sid comes round in the morning and gives him his presents, though.
Oh, right.
Well, what are you doing?
Me? Well, I'm open to suggestions.
But I thought you'd want to be with your family.
Why would that be exactly?
Well, come here. I'd love to have you.
Oh, good. Well, that's settled then.
Phil, I bought you a treat.
Oh, coffee.
And a mince pie.
Good heavens, first of the season.
It's last year's mincemeat, so there's an extra dollop of brandy in it.
Yeah, I can tell. But I can still focus on my music.
How's it going?
Oh, I was just trying to simplify the bass line a bit.
I see.
But it won't make much difference, if I can't get the singers.
We've got Alice now, and Oliver, hopefully.
Well, yes, that's splendid, and it's not that I'm not grateful, but I'd need the CBSO chorus to cover up Linda Snell drowning out the sopranos.
Oh, dear. Can't you have a tactful word with her?
Now, how do you tell someone tactfully they can't sing?
I don't know.
Kenton says he's heard dingoes with better voices.
Well, have an untactful word with her, then. Oh, Linda. Hello, Jill. Is Phil at home?
Oh,
yes, come in. Thank you. Oh, thank goodness that rain stopped. Yes, it was dreadful yesterday. Come on through.
Thank you.
Oh, morning.
Hello, Phil. Oh, dear, I've been dreading this.
Really?
It's about the choir.
Yes, I thought it might be.
Oh, I don't know where to start.
Would you like some coffee?
Oh, no, thank you. I have a feeling I'm not going to be very welcome when I've told you what it is.
Oh.
Well, perhaps you ought to just come out with it.
Yes, you're right. Well, Phil, the thing is, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I shan't be able to do it.
What?
I can't sing.
No, I know.
In the carols by candlelight.
What?
Why?
Oh, Jill, it's ghastly. Coriander rang last night to invite myself and Robert to go to her for Christmas.
Oh, but that's marvellous.
Well, yes, of course it is in one sense, but she and Justin want us to go down on the 22nd.
The day of the concert.
Yes. You see my dilemma.
Oh, dear, that is a pity.
Are you sure you can't change the day?
Well, I did think of that. I mean, I suppose I could phone her back and explain.
No, no, Linda, you can't do that. Well, I wouldn't hear of it.
But I'm sure she'd understand.
No, no, this is your family. They must come first.
They're not, strictly speaking, Linda's family, Phil.
Well, my relations with Robert's girls are very important.
Yeah, yes, yes, of course they are. Are you telling me you'd rather sing in some indifferent carol concert when you could be relaxing by the fireside with your nearest and dearest?
Well, I don't know. As Jill says...
Linda, that's enough. I won't take yes for an answer.
Oh, Phil. Very well. And thank you so much for being understanding.
Oh, it's quite all right.
It's such a load off my mind.
Yes, and mine. I mean, knowing that you've made the right decision.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for making it so easy for me.
Oh, please, don't mention it.
Well, I'll see you out.
Thank you. I shall be with you in spirit.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you will.
Bye, Linda, and thanks for calling.
Bye-bye, Jill.
Well, thank you very much.
What for?
Oh, Linda, are you sure you can't change the day?
Sorry. I was only being polite.
Polite? What if she'd said yes?
She tried to pin it on Shiv, of course. Said he didn't think it was viable.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
It means Usha won't touch it with a barge pole.
But that's awful. After all your hard work.
And yours.
I didn't put anything in like the time you did. All that slogging round, looking at premises, coming up with the idea in the first place.
Yeah, well, it was a complete waste of time.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Look, Kenton, you can't give up. A cyber cafe's a great idea.
Well, you're the only person who seems to think so.
Just because some short-sighted number cruncher's turned you down doesn't mean you can't find another backer.
No, that's no good.
Oh, well, there must be someone.
I've tried them all, remember?
Well, ask them again. Maybe their circumstances have changed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've all lost a few more grand on their stocks and shares and ISAs.
Even Jack Woolley?
Especially Jack. And before you ask, no, I'm not going to throw myself on my family's mercy.
I wasn't going to.
Good. It was humiliating enough having them turn me down the first time around.
I still can't believe how they could.
Oh, I can. Anyway, they'll all be crowing now.
Oh, I'm sure they won't.
Do you know the worst of it is... I was only talking the whole thing up to Dad the other night, and for once he seemed to believe me.
Kenton.
It was a picture seeing him choke on trying to pay me a compliment. Still, he'll be relieved now. All the focus can go back on dear old Dave where it belongs.
Don't be like that.
No. They want a black sheep, that's what they're going to get. That's how I like it.
You don't mean that.
No, I do. It's great. Absolves you from all responsibility.
Look, do you want a drink? We're serving lunches now.
Now, that is a damn good idea.
Okay. Oh, love. I'm really sorry.
Well, don't be. I'm fine about it.
No, you're not.
I shouldn't have expected anything different in Ambridge.
Mm. I'll get you your drink.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not wasting any more time with Dad's stupid choir. In fact, I think I'll phone him now. Tell him he can stuff it.
So, if you get Pip the Pony Annual and Josh the Spider-Man outfit, we'll get Freddie and Lily a big bucket of bricks.
Okay. Good. Sorted.
Well, no, we're not. There's still the twins' birthday to think about.
Oh, Ruth, don't. I've been ringing around all morning trying to find a clown or a conjurer or something for their party.
Only me.
Oh, hi, Jill.
Hello, Mum.
Hello. Hello, Ben. Look at you. This family's had its use out of that playpen, I must say.
I stuck them in there so I could start writing some Christmas cards.
Shaming, isn't it? She's so organised.
Makes a change. Can I get you anything, Jill?
No, thank you, dear. I only came to bring you a few mince pies.
Oh, not someone else who's ready for Christmas. I'm going.
Oh, don't be like that.
No, no, really, I must. I've got loads to do. I'll see you.
Yeah, bye, Elizabeth.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Bye-bye, Ben. Mwah.
See ya. Are you sure you won't have a cup of something?
No, honestly, I'm fine. I was wondering, have you seen anything of Kenton lately?
Kenton? No, sorry.
And we've had a mysterious phone call from him.
Oh, yeah?
He says he's got too much on to sing in the choir. We wondered if this business venture he's been talking about might be taking off.
Not if it's the one Usha was meant to be backing.
Usha?
Oh, I know she was seeing him this morning to tell him it was a non-starter.
I see.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jill. I feel a bit awkward as she's a friend of mine.
No, don't be silly.
Well, I suppose I put her off a bit. And I feel bad for Kenton that no one's got any faith in him.
It's no good, Ruth. You have to harden your heart like we've had to. He isn't a very good bet. And he can be so childish. He's obvious he's only leaving the choir because he's under sulk.
Well,
and he's informed is he spending Christmas at Cathy's.
Oh, well, when will we see him then?
Oh, I shouldn't worry. He'll be round for his presents. He wouldn't want to miss out. I'm sorry if I sound harsh. But I know Kenton. Let's just hope he'll spend some time between now and then working out some New Year's resolutions. Goodness knows he could do with them.
Christmas has come early at Willow Farm.
These trees going over here, Dad?
Yeah, that's quite right.
The smallest pile you can.
I'm doing my best. There's 250 of them, you know.
Yeah, there's a good many stones to fit in this, you know.
We're never going to do it.
Hang on. Something's caught on me tight.
Oh, sorry, Betty. Oh,
you've got to do it. Mike, yeah? Are you passing me these lights or what?
Yeah, sorry. Here you go.
Oh, that's better.
Right back against the wall with that, love.
Betty, we've got to get behind it to sell cake.
Well, you can't. Look at the plan.
Oh. Just be the plan on the back of that old invoice.
What'd you expect? Any paper? It's in Great Gables, you know. Eddie, is this the best the music's going to be?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Huh?
It's PA did me proud and I was a singing sensation.
Cool, that was a few years ago.
We asked Edward to lend us some of Josh's stuff, but he won't have it.
Yeah, you'd have thought he'd be in a better mood after his day out with his own personal Father Christmas.
Oh, yes, Smithfield.
Oh, we had a great time. Oliver Sterling invited your chaffer as well.
Oh, he's okay, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a really nice boy. He gave it a WI. He's so confident.
Not that Edward's his number one fan. Excuse me, are you two on strike or what?
Oh, blooming slide driver. I'll be glad to get to Pat's this afternoon.
Well, you won't be going unless we're straight here. We've got all the store orders coming to set up.
OK, I've got two. We're that busy with the Christmas orders.
Yeah, and I've got to get to the shop. But I'm starting to feel really Christmassy, though, aren't you, Carrot?
I know my feet are. Pounding they was last night.
You'll feel Christmassy, all right, when we got these lights up all twinkling round the yard.
It's going to rack the electric bill up, isn't it?
It's all costed in, son. Me and Eddie have done this proper. Partners, see?
That's right.
Yeah, sharing the glory. His idea, OK, but our premises.
Yeah, fair.
And that's reflected in everything. Take-ins, publicity, the lot.
Yeah, right. Oh, good.
Yeah, everyone's on side, see? There's Ed and Jazz are leafing in Borchester, John wrapping presents with Santa sack. We're all pulling together, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's impressive.
And the best thing is, we ain't got that blimmin' Neil Carter on our backs, because he ain't nothing to do with it.
That's a lovely sight, a sheep's backside.
Hiya. At least it's a nice, tidy backside now.
Am I interrupting?
Oh, please do. I've been dagging off and on since Wednesday. I'm sick of it.
Well, you've got a lot to get through.
Oh, I should manage the last few today.
Debbie?
Hello,
Elizabeth. I thought it was your car. Hi, Jennifer.
How are you? Busy, I expect.
Oh, horrendous, but it's copable with.
Oh, that's good. Your father's getting the numbers up for his choir, I hear. Alice is very keen.
Yes, but it's sort of one in, one out. Kenton's dropped out now.
Oh, no.
But so's Linda, so it's not all bad news.
Really? Listen, I've got some coffee on. Come in and tell me all about it. Actually, Mum, we were hoping to have a chat.
Oh.
Is it OK if we use the office?
Yes, of course. Brian said he'd be gone all morning.
I know.
I'll put you some on a tray, then.
That'd be great.
Right, I'll do it straight away. Thanks, Jennifer. Come in when you're ready.
Yeah, we will. Oh, dear.
We hurt her feelings.
Probably. She's been dying for me to talk to her all week. Trouble is, I wasn't really sure for whose benefit.
Mum, you know Christmas.
I'm not about to forget it, am I, Roy? Not with a flashing Santa on me, Ruth.
No. Well, you know, me and Ailey are coming for dinner.
Yeah, and Phoebe.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Right.
Well, thing is, would another one make much difference?
Depends who it is. Well, you haven't heard from Kate, have you?
Oh, no.
And you're not trying to tell me something about Hayley?
No.
Oh.
No, it's Marjorie.
Marjorie?
Well, we can't leave her on her own.
Well, no, no, of course you can't. Bring her with you.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
I'd have asked her to start with, only I never thought.
Well, I knew you'd say that.
Of course, the more the merrier.
Good, because that's what we've already told her.
Oh, I see.
She kept worrying she'd be imposing, so we told her a little white lie.
Oh, it'd be lovely to have her. She'll have to take us as she finds us, though. We'll be flat out here till the 24th.
Hey, where's that coffee, Clary?
It's on its way.
Moment of truth coming up.
Oh, are you ready to switch the lights on?
Yeah, I'm just going to wait and see him on, love. And then I'm going to nip in the Borchers before dinner.
Oh, if you're going to bank the milk money, will you pay him that cheque for me?
All you want from the cash and carry some serviettes and then Polly Watson cups, right?
No, yeah. And spoons. Yeah. Don't forget spoons.
There we are.
Spoons.
And I thought we deserved a mince pie. Oh,
lovely.
Get us in the mood, like.
Yeah. Right, stay where you are, you lot. Let's have the grand switch on.
Right. This is going to be good.
I can't wait to see that Santa.
Phoebe's going to love it, isn't she?
Be like fairyland for her.
Like chuckle-land, you mean.
Ready?
Yep. Oh, blimey.
What's happened?
I don't know, do I? We overloaded the circuit.
Well, I can't have. We've got a circuit breaker.
Here it is. Look, there's a kink in the cable.
Well, burn through.
Yeah. How did that happen, I wonder?
Well, don't look at me. You were supposed to be unkinking it.
Never mind that. Can you fix it?
Well, I can. I've got to get in a town.
I'll do it. I thought you were helping me move the rest of those trees.
Yeah, Roy's been breaking his back here.
Well, let's not argue about it. Come and finish your coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this now?
Hey? Oh, that's great timing. I mean, how am I going to get the van out?
Oh, no. The bouncy castle.
Mm. I trusted him, Elizabeth. No, I just feel so stupid.
He was your husband. You had to trust him.
But look at his record. I've been going over and over it this week. It's not good, is it?
When you love someone...
You don't see it, do you? You don't want to see what they're really like.
Debbie, none of this is your fault.
But it is, though. I let it happen. It wasn't like I didn't know what he was like.
Okay, you've got to stop beating yourself up about it.
Right back from when I first met him, when I was, 19? And we broke up then because he went off with someone else.
Yeah, I remember.
And I wonder whether we only got married because of that sexual harassment thing that came to nothing. Well, it came to nothing then.
Debbie,
he was so lucky to get away with that.
Yeah, he was.
Brenda, those other women he admitted to. Still, I took him back.
Because you thought it was the right thing at the time.
I've been thinking a lot, you know, about adultery. I don't know what's worse, really. One big dynamite affair that really takes you by surprise, or just you nick all the time that wears you down.
No.
But sometimes you can get both.
I think perhaps you can. But look, Debbie, it's not going to be like that for you. You're out of it now. He can't hurt you anymore.
I hope not.
Got people around who really love you, and we all look after you.
Elizabeth.
Thanks.
No, I won't cry. I'm not going to cry.
No, cry all you like.
No, I've got to keep hold of myself.
Well, you don't have to for me.
I do for me. Look, he's gone, that's it. He's collected his stuff. Dad's found me a solicitor. I just want to draw a line.
Okay.
Okay.
It'll never fit in this yard. No way. Not with the stalls as well.
Maybe it'll be smaller when it's inflated.
Oh, don't be daft. How'd you work that out?
Want to know.
It's no good. You're going to have to forget it.
Oh, that's very useful. That is, Roy Tucker.
Face it, Eddie. It's too big.
We can't not have it, you great lemon. It's on the publicity.
Tough.
There's got to be... It can go in the barn.
What, Neil's barn?
Even better. When I do the next lot of flyers, I can call it Undercover Play Area.
But Neil will go mental.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Who's going to stop me?
Well, Neil.
He can whistle.
Oh, you say that, don't you? But it's not you, is it? You'll have to face him when he comes to do the hens.
Oh, for crying out loud, woman.
No, don't you talk to my mum like that.
Betty's right.
What do you suggest then? Cancel Christmas.
Oi, Eddie. I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, great.
Now, what do you call this?
Flyer for tomato sausages.
Hey, not that one. This, stuck to my windscreen in Borchester.
Welcome to the Grundy world of Christmas.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Tuckerland?
Yeah, good question.
Ah, well, you see, Mike, it was like this.
Yeah?
The thing is, Tuckerland...
Yeah?
Well, it sounds a bit...
Yeah?
It don't sound very good, whereas the Grundy World Christmas...
The Christmas?
Well, it's got a sort of ring to it.
A ring? Oh, your head will be ringing when I...
We ain't expecting another delivery, are we?
No, not more trees.
Hey. Well, they're not due till we've shifted the first lot.
Oh, dear. You ain't slipped up on your ordering, I hope, Mike.
Never mind that. We ain't finished talking about Tuckerland.
Come on. Don't even mention Christmas.
Oh, stop it, you two. What are we going to do about these
you
trees?
Come, mate. It was
you ones fix the lights here.
Is it all right? Enough. Better. Look, there's no time to argue. But, I mean, no, but just cut it, OK? Right, the bouncy castle is going to have to go in the barn.
But,
just a minute, ma'am. In the barn. Inflated and checked. The extra trees will have to fit in behind it.
See? I said all along.
Right, and these lights have got to be fixed. Like now, Eddie. Because the stallholders are going to be here in...
In an hour?
Yeah, not in just over an hour. And we want the thing that everything's fine and we're all full of the Christmas spirit, don't we?
But, I mean, it's...
Oh. Hey, don't we?
Yes, I suppose.
Dad?
Yeah?
Great. Let's get on with it then, shall we?
Do you want some lunch, darling? It's gone one.
No, thanks, Mum. I think I'll work through.
Oh. Brian's having his in Borchester.
Oh?
He's bumped into a chap from the CLA and they're going for a Christmas drink.
Oh, well, it's that time of year.
Yes. Debbie, it won't be so bad, you know, Christmas. I'll make it nice for you.
Oh, Mum. Here, give us a hug.
Oh, darling.
No. Oh, darlings, please. I don't want to get upset.
Sorry.
I've told Elizabeth about Simon.
Oh, yes, I assumed you had.
People have got to know sometime.
Only when you're ready.
No, Mum, it's about time I started facing up to things.
Oh, Debbie, please. Please think about coming back and living here.
No, I don't know quite where I do want to live at the moment, but I have made my mind up about one thing. It's not going to be here or Honeysuckle Cottage.
I see.
That was going to be our new start, me and Simon. A baby, even. Well, no hope of that now. I'm on my own.
Poor Debbie, perhaps a visit to the Grundy World of Christmas will lift her spirits. We'll update you on that little enterprise on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sue Wilson and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.